Okay, Rabbi, so let us begin. We're up to Ois Beis, Halacha Beis, on page Nun Vav. On the second page Nun Vav, Simen Kuf, Mem Zayin, Halacha Beis, Kosher Hadavish Loitino, Sei Ad Sheti Toher. The Akshav Haminig Shaloi Ledakt, Mikol Mokam Tov Lehodia, Lechosim Kaidim Achuba, Shehi Nida. Chupas Nida. Okay, so I really don't know the details of what goes on, but I think understanding is by Hasidim, they're much more into this. Hasidim do not announce a wedding. I'm talking about certain types of Hasidim. They will not even announce the wedding, send out the invitation until they calculate that the kala will not be a nida, at least al derech teva. Okay, that's the minig among the Hasidim, among the real Hasidim. Okay, among the Litvish Olam, for what I say, when I hear is sometimes yes, sometimes not. It's not so. It's not impossible to make the calculation months in advance. It's pretty much predictable. There's a certain. So, what I understand is that it's hidden. That some people do actually make the calculation and they book a hall within reason, based upon when the kal is not expected to be in nida. And some people, it's not even an issue. It's not all involved in the calculation. Whatever it is. If it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. What?
The doctors take care of it.
Pills. Okay, that's a new thing. I'm not familiar. Someone told me about this once. What? No, they all them do this. I think someone told me all the Haredim do this today. I really don't know. I don't know.
Make a difference anyway. The only difference is about the yichud room. Otherwise, there's no difference. They have the women and the men separately. So they, what's the difference?
No, the difference. No, there's a halachic difference.
It's an embarrassment.
No, it's a chupas nida. Chupas nida is not an ideal type of thing. So that's.
What? The chassid is not smiling.
Okay, but this is what it says here. It says here, this Yisoy. Can't ignore what it says in Chazal. So everyone knows, you learn the Gemara Mitzubis, you learn the Kedushin, is a Bia a Chupa She'ein Arui L'Bia. They're sugyas. There are halachic issues. So obviously it is ideal. Kosher Hadavah Shaloi Tinasi Asher Titar V'Achshav Naminik Shaloi L'daktik Mikol Mokam Tov L'Yodiyah L'Chosn. Chosn, of course, should know what the story is. Kedem HaChupa She'ein Nida. Let's see over Ois Dalid on the bottom. She'ein Nida V'inyin Sinas HaTabas Al Yodeha. How is he allowed to touch her? How is he allowed to touch her? Because if she's in nida, he's going to put the ring. It's impossible. You'll tell me, oh, he doesn't touch her. It's not. That's not normal. Of course, he's going to touch her. He's going to touch her when he puts the ring on the finger. So it says over here, Avinan misses at the basal yedecha kasev berheitev b'shem amaril shlo yiga ba kevon shlo itochara he ella yinich lo al etzba ba'ofen sheyipol me'atzmal etzba. That's a very, very hard thing to do. They don't put all right.
Bring to us.
They don't actually put it. They don't put on the thing. Which finger should keep it on for the rest of her life? On the ring finger. But when he under the chuppah, right? Under the chuppah, you don't put it on the ring finger. You put it on the index finger. So putting on the index finger. He says there is a possibility that it's not going to touch the same sham. That's not the way we do it. Here's the Ikaraya. Here's the answer. Everyone says the answer. You saw this. There's no prohibition to touch a woman that's not your wife if she's a nida. I mean, there's a tarif negia, but are you doing it for a purpose? Technically speaking, if a woman is not your wife, so it doesn't make a difference that she's a nida. What difference? There's no. Stop! You shouldn't touch a woman because you shouldn't touch a woman. But if you take away the problem of negia, so then neither it's irrelevant. So she's not his wife until she accepts the tabas. And when she accepts the tabas, already he's no longer touching her, and he's only touching her because he's marrying her, which is not problematic. There's nothing wrong with touching a woman in order to marry her. So the whole problem is solved. It's not an issue whatsoever. There's no big deal touching the woman even though she's a nida. Umiyad liachas shekid she matabas marchekas himi. And the time she accepts, he has a distance from her. So that's why halacha l'maisa, there's no issue whatsoever for the chassan to put the ring on the finger of the kala when the kala is needed. I am shubin yinzian the anshe maisa yesh lahakvid shaliga ba afilu b'shas shekim shivakatsha. Okay, so anshe maisa, people that got worked up over these things, so they don't. Everyone saw the picture. There's a wedding where they had even a machitza. under the chuppah. Yeah. Would you believe such a thing? I didn't believe until I saw it. I saw the picture. Maybe someone made the picture for a litzon, so it wasn't a real picture. But it's too hard to believe that it was. The doctor, maybe someone went into a fancy wedding and they put him in mechitza. They did it just to make litzanis and to fake everyone out. I don't know. Separate seating. This affair has separate seating. Everyone sits on their own chair. Okay, let's go to halacha. Hey, halacha gimel. Haminog b'medina selu b'nesui b'sula shechashuvei hu'ir parsim sudor al rosh hakal mevorchim osav yamula. So it says, see, the one who do the badeking is not even the chosan. See what this intak is brought down in other swarm is that, but who says the badeking is done by the chosan? Tell you, the chosan puts the veil upon the kala. Not necessarily. It was the chashuvei hu'ir, the rabbonim, the grandparents, they're the ones who put the sudor on rosh hakala. What?
By some rabbi shechasim.
Badeking. So who the chashuvei hu'ir go?
Some rabbi shechasim, the chosan doesn't go to
badeking. Does not go. So who does the badeking by the rabbi shechasim?
The family members.
Family. Men or only women?
Men
do it. Men do it?
Yeah, the grandfather.
The grandfather goes there to the badeking and he brings them and he does. Okay, that's what it says. She parsimal asuda al rosh hakala b'mvarchem osin they bless the yemel. They tell her, achoy seinu, our sister at hayili alfei revavad may you be for 1,000 times 10,000, multiples of a thousands. The chuba karin ma par period. Okay, so they give her the bracha. The bracha, who gave her that bracha? That bracha was given by. Lavan, it's very bizarre why we take the bracha that Lavan.
Not Lavan, the people from the city, it says. Vayemru.
But who is Achisein? Okay, but it is bizarre. The people there, they gave it to Rivka, but it's interesting why we would select that bracha when that bracha was not given by Jewish people who are part of Klal Yisrael. So that's the discussion. I don't know the answer. Let's see. The chuppah karin masha achar kach person. What's called the chuppah? That's what masha achar kach person. Yiriya al gabay kilun sois. You spread the chuppah. Yiriya upon poles. Umachnisin tachter hachasn vakala b'rabim. And the chasn kal enter underneath these poles. It's probably all over Mekachim. They get married over there. Okay, let's turn the page. Make sure. Mevarchem, you make the bracha v'chas erisin v'nesuin. So we do everything together. Erisin and nesuin are done together. Avalikar hachupa hi ayichud sheyispar im yirtz Hashem v'simin shachazed. The ikar is the yichud. Okay, v'lav shiyanim v'mitzvah malach to go through all of these in yanim. Okay, let's see. Ois, up to ois.
Hey.
Shechashuv yir parsim suda habach. Kosav de haminig b'mitzvah rusya shegam hachasim choy lech imarav chashuv yir l'chasa yispnei akala. That's what they did in Russia. The Zeh Chuppah, and that is also called Chuppah. So this, according to some opinions, this is called Chuppah. There are three different versions of what is Nisuin. Nisuin is either the Badaking, is the Badaking. When the Chasen spreads the Viloin on the Kala, that is called Chuppah. That's called Nisuin. He's taking her into his Rishus. The second Chuppah is under the four poles. And the third Chuppah is going into the Yichud room. You'll ask a question, how then could the Badaking be called Nisuin, but it's done before Erisin? So who says it can't be done before Erisin? Who, you have to have both. So it doesn't say anywhere that the order is Ma'akev. You can first do Nisuin, and then you do Erisin. So Nechnami, and that's, you'll ask the question, but it says in the Bracha, Asher Kiddushanu, B'mitzoysa, B'tzor, also Lanu Es Harayos, Fit Lanu Es Harusos, Al Yidei Chupa, V'Kiddushin. So it says Chuppah, and then it says Kiddushin. So you see that if you take the gears of the way we have it, it's first Chuppah, and then it's Kiddushin. So it fits. The Badeking is Chuppah, and then comes Kiddushin. However, some say it's a mistake in the gears. At Alidei Chuppah, Chuppah, Chuppah B'Kiddushin. That the Chuppah comes B'Kiddushin, it's interpreted only after you have the Kiddushin. The Chuppah that came b'kiddushin through kiddushin, not chuppah v'kiddushin. Chuppah v'kiddushin implies there are two separate things. There's chuppah and then there's kiddushin. But if you change it from the vav to the base, chuppah v'kiddushin, chuppah that came only through kiddushin.
He doesn't say that if you change it, he says it's a
toss. Tells it's a mistake.
Is after also heavy, Bumach doesn't take a dogesh, and therefore the word was written, B'kiddushin, But since it's after Osios HaHevi, so it's Vikidushim with a vase. But when they write it, they
made a mistake.
It, and the cipher wrote Vav.
Vav. Printer's error.
What happened? It's a printing error.
Because it has to be Vikidushim. But Minigailim is still to say with the Vav, Vikidushim. And at least it answers this kasha how you can have the Chub before. The Zel Chub of period, that two rays off. Now that's of course only if the chassan is going to do the bedekking. But the chassan not doing the bedekking, of course you cannot consider it to be. You cannot consider it to be the. You cannot consider it to be the chuppah. V'chein bedugal meravava, heavy elu shnei haminagim brings both chassans. The chassan goes, the chassan does not go. The chassan bedino seinu ain a chassan chaylech lechassas or shakala. He writes that they do not go. Varach hashulchan chayivi gamkein the chassan chaylech lechassas pnekala ayin shami sham taimam. Okay, so they're different. Hagim, the chassan goes, the chassan does not go. Next, the chuppah koina. By the way, how thick is the veil? Different with hagim, is the veil see through? Is the veil thick? Different with hagim and chassid, they can't see. Mishum tsnius, but more by the litvish olam, they don't make the veil to the degree where you can't see. You can see through the veil. The chuppah of a koina. I am Rama.
The veil was wearing a very thick veil. Picked up the veil.
To see, make sure.
Is
this the kala? They didn't trick you. Aroch and Aleya. They shouldn't do. They didn't do. Shouldn't do you on Aroch and Aleya. Mistam. That's what happened by Aroch and Aleya. She was wearing a very thick veil, so he couldn't
see.
He didn't look at her. Nah, it's not a rahi. He probably didn't look at her, even if she wasn't wearing a veil at all. He didn't look at her. Fine. The chuppah karin v'ayin b'ramah. The tshichim lichtayv haksuba koydim achuppah kedei shei achuppah haruya libiya. The ksuba should be written before the chuppah kedei shetehei achuppah haruya libiya. So the right away, because a man is not allowed to live with his wife if she does not have a ksuba. So if they're first going to make the ksuba and the chuppah, and during the wedding meal, then they'll first fill out the ksuba. They'll have the, what's such, it wouldn't be a very good idea. There's so much waste of time anyway by a wedding. When they're taking pictures, so you put them aside the kedushin to work, he'll now do the chuppah. Wouldn't that be a great idea to save a lot of time? It's a great idea, but the problem is, that means the chuppah was not ru'uya libila. Just like ubiya. So just like we have the issue of a nida. Nida, it's not ideal, because it's not ru'uya libiya. So it's not ru'uya libiya if there is no ksuba. Yichadum, you don't have a ksuba, so therefore that's why the ksuba must be filled out before the shichem lichtav ksuba kodem al chuppah kedei shehi chuppah ruharuya libia. The cause of sham beber heitev the im nimtza haksuba psula tachas chuppah eliyachar kain. It happens very often. They're reading the ksuba and they notice a mistake, a major mistake. Mikol makom chuppah vehakadoshim kasherim. But b'diavad, if the ksuba is no good, it's also a good marriage. Also very important when a person that happens every night. My father was, this happened very often. My father was a rav. In that people balabatim would secretly admit that they have no clue where their ksuba is. Okay, they're married for 50 years and they have no idea where it is, if it even exists. So does that mean they have to right away go to their children? They're not allowed to have yichud? Absolutely not. As long as you put into motion, you make a declaration, I don't have my ksuba. And they're like, okay, so we'll make a new ksuba. Let's give me, you know, you can't do it on the spot. I need to go get witnesses, get this and that together. So once already you've put into motion the process of getting a new ksuba, you are A-okay. It doesn't have to be done emergency. Also very common, this is a very common thing, unfortunately, is that in all the confusion at a wedding, the ksuba gets lost. And you've heard a lot of stories where the chas and kal, they come home after the wedding and they call the masad de kedushin that, you know, we don't have a ksuba, we can't find it, and we looked all over the place and we realized now we came home, there's no ksuba. Does that mean that we're living in sin already the first night of the marriage? So there are some masad de kedushin that take a very hard line. I've heard some horror stories. Come over, I do ksuba. They do it, but the more experienced misadri could just say, "Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. It's okay. You don't have it now. It got lost. Ksuba the irch. Well, tomorrow we'll write it. Maybe it'll turn up, and maybe it'll what?
You have two ksubas.
Why two ksubas?
Kala?
Oh, really?
But they have them both on the
ksubas. So the Basada Kedush has
a ksuba. Has a ksuba. Okay. All right, then. Okay, so this one, it says over here, Tachas, Olach, and the Kabbalah. So therefore, if there's no, even if the ksuba is possible.
Did your father ever get any childless other than that?
heard that the only Shabbat you have a lot of lumbus, but the only Shabbat the Rosh get today is I lost my tzuba. Can't write me up.
I don't know. I don't know. But he did a lot of them. I used to do it for my father. I had it on the computer. I actually once, years ago, I typed up the whole thing. Subud Irchasa from the Nachla Shiva. We made a very nice one. A very nice one, really like nice, a nice paper. And the Balabatim would line up. I would just insert the names. And my father would get witnesses, like late at night I'd get witnesses, and the Balabas would come over. And he would, he did this all the time, he did it very professionally. And they were all very happy, they all feel very secure. Now they have a new ksuba they put away. It was a piece of paper, and I said, don't even know, nothing fancy. But it was done, you know, it was done very professionally. It's very, unfortunately, it's very common. On the wall. Himself, the ksubas. Okay, I personally know the people that they have it hanging, you buy a beautiful ksuba. So years ago, the people would make latsanis. What are you hanging up on your wall? You're spending $1,000, $300, $500 on a fancy schmancy ksuba. You know what it says in the ksuba? It says, in the case of death and divorce, I owe you
X amount of money.
I owe you $60,000 in case I die, I divorce you. That's what you want to hang up on your wall. You're proud. It's not a nice thing to hang up. So a lot of B'nai Torah, they make latsanis. They don't like it. But the truth is, it's the greatest thing. Because you know where it is. You know where it is. You have a nice ksuba, so it's a piece of art. It's on the wall. Forget about what it says. Who cares what it says? It's halacha. At least you know where it is. It's not going to get lost. It's a tremendous amount. The mila, I think, to a large degree, outweighs any chasaron in hanging up a document that's not a very pleasant document. At least that's how I feel about it. I don't know. Okay. What am I getting it? Ooh. Ooh, leave it to Mayor to say that. Okay. Okay. All right. Umikacha. I knew we shouldn't have been learning these halachas, that's why.
There's a nail that's loose on your wall.
There's a nail that's loose on my wall? A nail loose in my head. Okay. What is in the Beis Shmuel? The call Hamasad Kedushim Tzarech Lizov Lishol Esachosan Imatabash Shaloi. The Masader Kedushim must ask the Chosan, does this belong to you? Who the Im Shol Atabash Tzarech Lishol Im Shol Min Habal Oy Min Hoisha Bereshus Bala. Okay, so that's a very big problem. It has to be his mabnis kesef, and if the tapas does not belong to the chassan, it's not a good kedushin. The father buys it for the chassan, so the father has to give a matan to the child, to the son. If a person borrows it, it seems that it wasn't so uncommon in years ago when people were very poor that a chassan would borrow a tabas from a married woman.
But he has to own it.
What? So they give it to him. They give it to him. They give it to him as a matan al manas lahachzir. They give it to him. They give it to him. Matan al manas lahachzir. So it should be lochem. Okay, I'll give it back. I'll give it back later on. But he needs it. It's expensive. Whatever it was.
See the old rings that have a little house in it, like you.
Yeah, they have pictures. There's a circle and a circle and a square on the outside, and there's a bias.
They'll count. No, there's a union about
a circle and a square. A square on the outside, a circle is a Kabbalistic inyanim. Okay, a circle on the inside, a square on the outside, and some are more elaborate. They have a house on top, a bayis neman, and this was the tabas that was entrusted to the shul, to the rav, and every chassan would use this tabas to get married. It would be given to him b'matana, matana manas lahachzir. He would use it as his mamon. He gave it to the kala, and this they created the chalois kedushin, and then the kala would give it back, b'matana, give it back to the rav, to the community. There are a lot of communities, a lot of different shtetlach that had such minhagim and special tabois used for kiddushin. Okay, whatever the event is, if it is borrowed, which it seems it wasn't so uncommon, it has to be returned. The Ayin B'Rabban, the old different chumras that it should not have any design, because if there is a design that it can be kiddushay tos, she thinks that it's worth a lot more money than it's worth. I only marry you because I thought that the marriage ring was $1,000, and it's only worth $99. So therefore, you're a cheapo. So therefore, the minhag is that it should be as plain as simple as possible. Some even go to the extreme chumra, which is totally not accepted. Is they even remove where it says underneath 18 karat gold? They take that out. That all the pesukim say that's not necessary. That's already an extreme chumrah to take that out. The ayin b'ramah, the im kiddush b'tabash she'ula min ha'isha she'yesh l'bal. Let's say a man, he marries a woman with a borrowed ring. He goes to a married woman and the husband did not give her permission. The husband of this married woman did not give her permission. Havei mikudeshes, so b'dievet it's a good kiddush. We assume that the husband was masking that they could borrow the ring for the marriage. Or v'chagas mechagikos av t'havei rak sadik mikudeshes. Not so fast. If the woman who gave up her ring to a couple to use for marriage did not receive permission from her husband, maybe the husband has a hakpada, and therefore they're only married in Sevek. V'sim d'achshav na'igim l'chakab zeh, she'im ein l'hachosim tabas, she'ilu me'ish ha'cheres, she'imed esham, go up to the chuppah. Can you imagine that? I'm sure this is not so uncommon. This probably happens sometimes. Go down the chuppah. Where's the tabas? A real, you know, a real experienced Messiah Kedush has to be prepared for every scenario. I'm sure this happens. You go up to the chuppah, okay, time to get, everyone's watching, the cameras are rolling, the pictures are being taken, you have 500 people in the audience. And all of a sudden, the Messiah goes, so where's the ring? I don't know. I left it at home. I thought I had it, or I gave it to someone to hold. And he's outside talking to someone. He went to the bathroom. So what do you do? It's very embarrassing. So someone who has experience, someone who doesn't have experience, will go find him. And it'll be a very big busha. But someone who has experience will just right away go to the nearest woman and say, or say even to the mother of the chassan, the mother of the kala, give me your ring, give me your marriage band. Give me, what is it called, the marriage band?
Yeah.
Give me the marriage band. And give it to me, b'matana, you know, give it to me, b'matana, and that's, you solve a problem without any embarrassment, without anyone knowing anything. That's experience. I remember another example, you have a ksuba, a person spent $1,000, an outrageous amount of money for a ksuba, with custom artwork. Messiah dealership comes to the wedding. Guess what? There's a mistake. There's a major mistake that cannot be rectified. So what do you do? Someone that has no experience, forget about it, $1,000 down the drain. He takes out of his pocket a ksuba, or he goes to the office, they find the ksuba. But someone who has experience, they take the ksuba and they turn it upside down, and on the back of the ksuba he writes out a new ksuba. So when you go on the chuppah, they call up the mechavet so and so, everyone's, they pick up this big fancy ksuba. They don't realize they're reading it from the back of the ksuba. Adrav, when they're reading it, you know, for the camera it looks even better, everyone sees that something very expensive. These are all like little simple things. Who would imagine these little things can make a very big difference when there's a very big boost.
My sons, I bought four or five of them. An iPhone, $1.
Yeah, in your pocket, just in case.
The only thing I don't never raise iPhone
says. The ksuba.
Printed off on the.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I used to buy another of them. One time off. The guy had a ton of his name and said, raise shit.
He didn't like
it. He was nervous.
Took out a piece of paper.
Put it on the form.
And he wrote out the ksuba.
He wrote another one out for 5 minutes.
Spent all this time.
Embarrassed.
So he looked at him and he smiled and he says, this ksuba will be worth much, much more.
All right, let's go further. The im kiddush b'tabas, this is the solution, just to go borrow from someone else and you're set to go. Let me see over here, the tabas she'ula me'isha acheres, we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Just borrow a ring from a woman, we could assume that their husband is not going to be makbid. You have to get permission. In a situation where the ring was borrowed from a woman without permission from her husband, that's why it's ideal under the chuppah. You can ask the wife, and you can ask the mother of the chassan kala, the parents. You can ask the mother of the chassan, can I borrow your marriage band? And say to the father of the chassan, do you mind if your wife gives up her marriage band? So you have both the husband and wife right there on the spot to ask both of them permission. But if you don't ask permission from the husband, you just borrow a woman's ring, you don't ask permission, so then he holds, then the shayla is she my husband, makbid, not makbid? Some say it's good, some say it's not good. He holds the chatilu to marry her a second time. Lukacha shnei betzina b'fnei shnei edim. The yomah you should say shayla zos rak liyeser seis. Only luchama lotzeis nichashasha called uvelom dina. Only is only a chashasha, not medina kolsha. Remember someone told me that in Eretz Yisrael, the guy was married 10 years with kids. He wasn't. This guy was not 100%. And he goes over to Rav Rudiman after 10 years of being married. He says, Rav Rudiman, you know, I was learning the laws of Kiddushin, And I have a suffer when I got married 10 years ago. If I had kavana to be koine, if I had das, I have suffer. If I had das to be koine, so I would have said them on the spot. You don't have das. You don't have das altogether.
You don't have das altogether.
You don't have das. And that was the end. He was made with sonus of him. What kind of crazy child is this? Okay. The ayin b'shut neishiv davar dim kiddash b'tabash shulam akum from a non-Jew. Eina mikudeshes. The yachsa l'kadsha shenis ayin shem. Now why? I don't know why. Why not? He borrowed from a guy, it's not good, because the guy has no kavana that should be matana from someone. That's what I mean. The guy does not have kavana, matana al menas lehachzir. It's not willing to.
He doesn't know what concept it is.
He doesn't know, he's not willing to give it up. So it's his, so it's not your only money, it's not your money. Uveshut, he does not know what it means, matana al menas lehachzir. He still retains ownership. Uveshut, levushi Mordechai Kosav, sheesh chasanim, shebeshas hashiduchin, noisin leakal tabas. They give her a ring, viachakach, bezman achubah, he noisinus lebe. Such minhagim, I guess, before the marriage band, the diamond ring, and there's the marriage band. So it seems like they just had one ring. And he gave it to her. And then when it came to Kiddush, she gave it back in order to be Kaddish. It's not a good, because when you're giving her the ring at the engagement, you're giving it to her for her to keep. It's her ring. It's mamish hers. So when she gives it back to you for the wedding, for the purpose of marrying her at the wedding, who says she's giving it back to you with kavana? She's not really giving it back to you. She thinks it's hers. Again, a chosin gives a kala a ring, an engagement ring. So it's hers. It's her property. He gave her matana. She keeps it. Now he says, you know, I need a ring to use to be mekadesh you. It has to be my money. Can you please give it back to me? She doesn't really know that. She doesn't really understand that she's giving it back to him, that he should own it so that he can use it to be mekadesh. She doesn't know the lumnus. She never learned mesach the kedushin, and therefore this can lead to real problems. Therefore, you should mevatel this minhag, and he has to give her a different ring. He gave her one ring for the engagement as a gift. Now he has to give a different ring to use for vikatsha betavash shalomamish. Ayn b'shulchan aruch denag ulikadesh betavash. We do not use a stone. We're not experts in its evaluation. We make mistakes. The cost of our mosham. I've seen this. You ever see this by a wedding? You'll get close. Where the Masader Kiddushin asks the witnesses, do you think this is worth at least the pruta? The kala should know. The kala should hear. That's the point. I never knew this. That's not just Stami asking. The witness, he is the kala should be with an earshot of the kala. The kala should understand that's worth the pruta. The gam nehagim lechasus neakala hatsnuos. The ena makpidas bema mekadesh a son. They cover their faces, and they're not makpidas bema she mekadesh. So he seems to be saying over here. I don't know if this
the ring.
I think that's what that. And this is a very big tremendous chesh. I'm not mistaken. What he's saying is the reason why you cover the kala is not because of tsnius. It's because. It's that she show. I'm accepting kedusha no matter what it is. I don't even want to see what you're giving me. As long as I know that what you're giving me is an item of value, at least a pruta.
I think it's the other way around. I think that's why they say it out loud so the kala can hear that it's worth a shiva pruta because he doesn't see the ring.
So why is she covered? Why do they cover her? I think he's saying another yisoid.
Because of the badrekin. It's still before the.
But it says the gam no yahagim. But that's for the badrekin. You can take it off. The badrekin is a chuppah. So the chuppah is over. They did the badeking. We're finished. A lot of things that we do are minhagim. Not even all the minhagim. All them are, there are some of them contradict one another. The minhagim, but you did the badeking. So the badeking is done. We're finished. Well, she has to go blindfolded to the cheder.
There she goes.
What? Well, today, so they take her. But make her hadin. It's not necessary. They did the badeking. We're done. Take off the veil and go get ready for the chuppah now. What do you have to know? And the chuppah has to be covered. Okay, it was the gam mehagin lechasos pnei hakalos hatsnuos the einan makpidos bameh mekadesh oisan. Okay, it doesn't say this, but I'm saying perhaps that's one of the reasons why a kala is covered under the chuppah. Besides the fact, Tznius, Kedusha, all of these things, but the fact that her face is covered prevents her from really seeing what she's getting. And that automatically means, I don't care what you give me. I'm willing to be willing to accept even the smallest value in order that the Kedusha should be chal. That's a very big maila. Because that's the same reason why the Yidom Mikash with an Evan, there should not be any misunderstanding. The same thing would be true in this case as well. The Ayim should base Yitzchak, the Imkidish Yisha B'tabash Yesh Olach Hashem HaKodesh, if you are Makadish, Anisha, with the ring Yesh Olach Hashem HaKodesh, who suffered Mikodesh Mishum, the Shem HaKodesh, also Behanah. If it says Yudke Vavke, Hesh Shechidish, Yudke Vavke on the ring, probably have to watch out. I suppose some reformer conservative weddings, who knows, they do such things like this. It says the Shem Hashem, so the whole Tabas has Kedusha. Kedusha Sashem. Kedusha Sashem is also Behana. It's not a kosher Kedusha. You never gave her an item of value. The Ayin B'Shach, the Tzarech Levarer. You have to select kosher when it says the Imloi Kain, the Imloi Kain. Because then you're going to have witnesses who are present, and those witnesses who discuss this are going to ruin it. Since some of the witnesses are going to be not kosher witnesses, they're going to ruin the Kiddushin, and that's why some have the custom of saying two witnesses to the exclusion of all others. Now, everyone agrees with this, as we discussed last week. These two witnesses should be designated. These two witnesses shall see the Maisa Nesina. Period. So he says over here, very Kish, they did not, that if you're going to designate witnesses, you make looking for trouble. Because who knows, tomorrow in the news, he made hear that they were arrested. The IRS are on their case. So that means that the Apostle Eidus. The Apostle Eidus, what are you going to do now when the Apostle Eidus? So who knows, maybe there'll be some other thing. They'll dig up, who knows what they'll dig up. So the best thing is, no witnesses, just be Masada in public. And among the group of people who are invited to the wedding, it has to be there going to be at least two people that are kosher people that see what's taking place. Okay, that's what he says, but we don't do that, obviously. The ideal thing is, you do the best that you can, you take two people, and you tell them, witness, you tell them before you mahar her in tshuva. And that can solve a lot of problems. Even if chashom, they do find that they were problematic, so you can be samech that the hearer of tshuva, for at least for the moment, made them into a tzadik gamor, and made the kosher witnesses. That's very big chiddush. V'yachar b'tshuv. V'ayim b'shvarach shulchan kosav shenagul yachid hashatz v'yashamis. Who gets to be the witnesses? It's the same witnesses all the time. The shatz, the shliach tzibur, and the shamish.
Shehem. They say that the witnesses under the chuppah, that you do like you do by a get.
What?
The first time I was an aid in a get.
Yeah.
Young. And
yeah.
He caught me off guard just before.
What they said? They say v'yachar b'tshuva?
The guy said, the rabbi said to me, did you do tshuva?
Yes, I was once.
It hit me like that.
No, so they do say this to you. I was once a witness. By a wedding, and there was someone there, and he knew that I was going to be the witness, and he was very disturbed. He was very, very disturbed, and he went over to me and he basically said, basically told me multiple times I should be mahar b'tshuva, and he said to me like. And there wasn't enough for him. Like, he really felt. I don't know. I don't know what he had. He had something against me, and he was very disturbed. So I mean, I don't know. So. But he basically said to me, "You have to mahara b'tshuva. You have to mahara b'tshuva. Mahara b'tshuva."
Happened at a wedding. I see that again. Yeah. They do that all the time.
Someone came over to me once. How would Ziva happen to me with the Aedis?
Well, they say the truth is the truth is being a witness at a wedding is the most choshev kibbutz.
Right.
It is by far, it's not the way it's perceived. It matters. It means you wait hold from you to be a good person. I mean, what more can you want from a person? Give a bracha. Big deal. You can give a crook a bracha. You can give anyone a bracha. What's the big deal? Masad the kedushin. You do normally. What's the big deal? Who's the masad the kedushin? What's the big deal? What are you doing already? You're making a bracha. Bar priyagav. You're making the bracha. Doesn't make a difference. Read the ksuba. That's really nothing. Today, really,
it used to be
the Shabbos. So today, in America, the Ksuba is the second, reading the Ksuba is the second most chashuv. That's the way it's etched in stone. In Eretz Yisrael, it used to be a very insignificant keyboard.
In Europe, it was the Shabbos.
Why did they even bother reading the Ksuba?
Don't even read it, yeah?
Well, did you ever read a Sephardic Ksuba?
Today, it's changed. Today, it's changed. In Eretz Yisrael, today, it's chashuv.
I've seen it.
Times have changed. Eretz Yisrael today, it's chashuv. It's not like it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was nothing. Today, no. Reading the Ksuba, it's chashuv. Somehow, the America has spread.
Well, it's fired them, they understand what it says. They don't want to scare them.
No, as far as the Ksuba is three times as long.
But the Adim,
I was at a chasm and they read it when the guys go.
The Adim is the most chashuv.
$20,000.
It's the void between the Irish and the
some people have this misunderstanding. They give the Adim to their friends, right? They go to weddings, so they give the Rosh Shiva, Masada Kedushin, like the best man. Who's the best man? They give their friends, two 18-year-old kids give it. I remember once at a wedding where there was a big Rosh Shiva, and he's used to, you know, the heavy duty weddings. Everyone is a long harav hagoyin, and it was an out of town wedding. And he was inside the Kedushin, and there were some Chashuv people, and then they called up for witnesses to his two friends. Like someone from out of town. He called up his two friends, who were not the greatest of the great. These two guys, you know? They were not exactly in the Beis Medrash 24/7. And this Rosh Shiva, you saw the horror on his face. You literally saw it. So he called him up, like he saw his eyes. Oh no. These are the witnesses? And there's nothing he can do. He wasn't going to embarrass them. He wasn't going to embarrass them, but obviously he was very disappointed. Years ago, there was one person that everyone used to make among my group of friends when they got married. Everyone made this person an aide. Rav Chaim Siegel was the menahel. For some reason, he was always the aide. He was like, you want a good man. Try to find one good, who we can rely on. We can rely on that's clean. Clean, no skeletons in the closet. That was the man. And it was a certain, like, security. And everyone always, some reason, and it was like, oh, Chashuv, Rav Chaim Siegel, he was the witness. You know you're really married. You know you got no problem.
At least you know you had one.
Who was the other one? Okay, so it's very interesting. It's very Chashuv. Someone gives you an A, that means they hold from you. You're in their eyes. And it's tremendous achrayis. Tremendous achrayis. To be an aide, you know, it's very scary. Knowing what I know now, I don't think I could accept such a thing anymore. Not that I have skeletons, but it's just you get older, you get a little more. Not coming. And the next day, he was in the front page of the news. So he's that's to his credit. That's a very honorable thing. Yeah.
The husband's father warned me that. You know, I asked you to be an aide, and the Masada Kedushin is going to call me in the house. He wanted to know if the Mechitza, my shul, is kosher enough, if he would daven there. Otherwise, he wasn't going to let me be an aide.
Wow.
I said you could come and look.
All right, let's finish up. That even the Masader Kedushin can be a witness, provided, of course, that he is not related. Gloves. let's say the Kala is wearing gloves, or let's say the Chos is wearing gloves. That was very normal in years ago. You wore a top hat, a boat, you wore a tuxedo with a bow tie. You wear gloves, white gloves, right? There are probably a lot of pictures of that. So when you're doing the Maisa Kiddushin, you cannot... The Kala wore gloves also? Could be. L'kadesh al-bote yodayim yishum chatzitza, so the Chos and Kala should not be wearing gloves at the time of Kiddushin. V'chein b'shod divrei malkiel kosav shein l'shanes minad yisrael shenoy yishun Noyagim lekadosh al yad mamish uveshud pri hasode kosav the yesh smach al pia kabol litin atabas alo etzba mamish. He put on the etzba, not on the ring finger, on the right finger, on the etzba. Uveshud shel l'sholem kosav namish yesh lahakbid al zemim mikol mokum im kiddush chosan kiddush minosan al abata yadayim. Let's say whatever the situation was where it was done, the kala was wearing gloves. Okay, whatever the reason was, she was wearing gloves. It was cold outside. The ein lahatzich kiddushin mechadosh. You do not need to repeat the kiddushin. Why the yachal lava mizeb kamikel kulam mukumuvin? It's not a good idea to start redoing kiddushin. When you start redoing kiddushin, so people start saying all of a sudden you start opening up rumors and circulates. Cut your losses. The ayin mistei chamed, ayin mistei chamed. Okay, let's one more halacha. Birchas erisin v'nesuin. Underneath the chuppah, you recite birchas erisin v'nesuin. Ayin b'shulchan aruch. The kol mi she'ena baki betiv. This is a very important halacha. The kol mi she'ena baki betiv. In the nature of giving the kedushin, lo yehi esek imoyim period. Uvituri zav kosav the davka lochayrois iser. That's only to paskin aser aval lesade kedushin. Shein boi hara muter chutz miget. It's no big deal. The truth is, you don't have to be any great talmud chacham to be mesade kedushin. Take out the RCA manual and you follow the instructions. There's really not much you can do to go wrong. Okay, you just have to go through the seder. Afilu sidur haget. Only when it comes to get, that's a very serious matter. The afilu sidur haget aser lemishein abaki. Even as someone who knows Allah, so you have to really have Kabbalah. It's a very dangerous thing to play around with Gittin. The Psich Psichi Tshuva Hevi Sham Dibri Hashuas Yaakov Vachnesi Gicheskel Bechur Adin Shasul Al Sadek Dushan. He disagrees. Don't get involved in the kedushin. The mehay time unlucky hashas loshen esek. Esek means stay far away. The mashma kol as askus bay yesh lochosh l'mechsholim l'isur erva. You're dealing with a lot of issues. You have to be careful. The aid, or the kosher witnesses, not kosher witnesses. There are things you would never imagine. There are so many horror stories that you hear about different types of problems. Isur erva v'chein osel l'sad the kedushin b'lo yishus harav ear. Also, there's kavod. You have to have their cheretz. Who is the mesad there? This is always a very delicate issue. Go to a wedding. And there's always conflict, and you think that no one's insulted. Boy, are they insulted! You don't give the seed condition to the right person. That even b'diyevin, you can. It's a very big chiddush that if you don't have reshus, you have to have the right permission from the right authority. There are certain shuls, not over here in New York, where the rule is part of the contract. When you book a hall and you get married in a shul, the rabbi is the Mesader Kedushin. But it's not only the rabbi's feet. Technically, on the contract, the rabbi is the Mesader Kedushin, and the cantor is the only one that can... there's a cantor, and there's a rabbi, and they do the service. They do the service. So you get into issues. You know, you could be... You have to ask. Over here it says you have to ask Rishus. It's not just a matter of paying the fee. It's also a matter of getting Rishus. I'm not sure what this means, a reform rabbi. If there was a marriage and the marriage was done by a reform rabbi and psuliatus, he said the marriage is not a good marriage. Tire, you see, goydel ho iso v'achrayis shehachazonim v'kale hadas mesad mekedushin. People that don't know what they're doing on mesad mekedushin can be America. Beli netilas reshus meirav muvhok. Okay, we're going to stop over here.